Hi, and welcome to Sonic City, Stories and Sounds of Sydney. I'm Eleni Schumacher from Spineless Wonders Audio. The audio story you're about to listen to is a collaboration between writers and sound designers. It is inspired by a real location in the city of Sydney.
Corrugations of Skippies. When our kids were small, and we lived across from what is now the Redfern North Everleigh Precinct, otherwise Carriage Works or Everleigh Markets, but for us didn't have a name. Because for us back then it was nothing more than the concrete and weeds and the tops of some sheds and the passing trains we could see in the 40-foot drop, as one of our railway neighbours had put it, down through the gaps in the corrugated fence on the other side of the road. When our kids were small and asked to go outside to play, they never meant playing out the back of the terrace. Never out the back, or not unless we filled the pair of green plastic shells with water and bubbles. And then only rarely, because couldn't the shells be placed instead out the front of the house? And couldn't the easel too? And the child-sized table and chairs, the set of cups and plates, the Play-Doh. Couldn't every sort of game, every sort of make-believe dancing or skipping or running or stripping down naked game, getting naked first and then sitting in the paints and then sitting on the paper and dressing up in bridesmaids' dresses or capes or wings or hats, or the third stuffed tails that were always kept in a basket in our so-named front room, couldn't any of these sorts of games be done out the front of the house instead of the back? Because out the front was better, they said. It didn't have the spiders and ghosts and skeletons that lived, they told us, out in the back. Out the front, they could play on the concrete slab by the door or pull the old gate in and run out on the path where everyone else in the street could see what they did. The uni students, the city-going people, and those that worked for the railways too, because this was where the last of these local workers lived in our row of yellow, brown and white trimmed terraces with square front concrete yards that had been built by the railways in 1886. For our railway working neighbours too, everything of importance happened outside, and always in public places, always outside like in the pubs or parks or just, as the fights did, out on the street itself. So our children. And so with theirs, although theirs being older, would go to the barbed wire fenced in industrial sections of the street, like the track fast yard, where they would play as much football and basketball as they could before they were next locked out. And it was then in this moment of the shift away from the railway version of the street to one that was not, as more and more of the houses in the railway row were sold and changed and rented out or lived in messily in the way that we did, that our daughter saw one of our new non-railway neighbours standing at the old iron corrugated fence that ran most of the length of the footpath opposite, standing in her overalls and painting the fence with dark blue outlines of long-haired, flout-skirted kids skipping rope, these kids all looking as if they also preferred to play outside. All these child-sized, child-like outlines of what had to be kids like our daughter, as she must have thought, since all with plaits or spray into bunches and a preference for dresses, even if also with gumboots, because seeing all these dress-wearing kids with long flying hair, she'd gone to ask the neighbour if the kids on the fence were paintings of her, and the neighbour, supposedly, had said they were. And so the Skippy Girls, as they came to be known in the street. These Skippy Girls that as the years passed and as most of the panels were pulled down to make way for all that was built or rebuilt in that 40-foot drop, others in the street would touch up the remaining lines and shapes with new layers of paint, and with so much care and love that the kids on the fence very soon became, even as our own were growing and lengthening and moving away, stiffer and thicker, their once loose limbs now straighter and shorter, sticking out like stalks. For a time, it was still possible for us to walk down the new concrete stairs into the cool of the largest and most chic of the done-up sheds below, where deep inside and towards the back, two pale outlines of kids with ropes, with their choice of hair, plaits or not, and outfit, skirts or shorts, gendered the elegant dark grey doors of the theatre toilets, until even these were painted over. Ghosts of our own two kids, perhaps, although they would never have stayed so long out the back of a building among the ghosts.
Thank you.
That was Corrugation of Skippies, written and narrated by Jen Craig, with sound design by Stephen Adams. Sonic City, Stories and Sounds of Sydney has been produced by Spineless Wonders and Echidna Audio and funded by the City of Sydney. The stories were curated by Ariella Van Leeuwen. Production by Zoe Hercuse and Martin Gallagher. The creative producer is Bronwyn Meehan from Spineless Wonders. Sound production was coordinated by Martin Gallagher from Echidna Audio. The website developer for this project is Jeffrey Zhang, with graphic design by Bettina Kaiser from Bettina Kaiser Art and Design. I'm Eleni Schumacher. To listen to more stories and find out more about this project, visit www.soniccity.com.au.